Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, yeah, that's music from the Robert Glasper Experiment, of course, from 2012's Black Radio album. What a wonderful album, of course. That was with Chrisette Michelle and Music Soul Child. Of course, the name of that song is called Yeah. And I started off with Robert Glasper because I want to give a shout out to that brother, man. I've been a follower of him since Black Radio. He finally was a little controversy. He just won a Grammy for the best R&B album over the past few days. And apparently, Chris Brown, of course, all you guys know, Chris Brown had a problem with it. Now, he ended up apologizing, but it's kind of stirred up kind of this divide when it comes to, you know, what is considered R&B, what is considered jazz, what is considered pop. And a lot of younger generational kids that didn't know who he was, you know, I guess the blessing in disguise, in my opinion, is that a lot of the young kids are kind of going to YouTube and kind of just getting his music and saying, oh, he does something with Jill Scott. He does something with Layla Hathaway, Erykah Badu. Okay, so this brother's been around because he's been more of a behind-the-scenes person. And through the eyes of the Robert Glasper Experiment, he was able to, you know, basically a compilation album of jazz slash R&B. Now they call it traditional R&B. I don't know how that's even possible, you know, as far as rap and hip-hop being infused now into quote-unquote R&B. But again, Chris Brown later on apologized and everything, but it sparked up a big controversy, and people were writing blogs about it, and, you know, the Chris Brown fans were like, oh, his music's garbage. Never heard his music before in his life. Who is he to beat Chris Brown? And, you know, and then people who aren't just the biggest fans of Chris Brown bring back the whole Rihanna thing. And, you know, it was just a big cluster bang of just information just being, and misinformation also. But, I mean, for what it is and for what it was, you know, I think, you know, Robert Glasper is a talented brother, talented pianist, composer, songwriter, producer, and again, just an amazing guy that was kind of behind the scenes. And now, because of Black Radio, Black Radio 2, Black Radio 3, and some of his compilation work with other artists, you know, it was just because that Grammy, the word Grammy, you know, and from a societal standpoint, it means he's hit the big time, you know. But all of us knew that brother's talent. And, you know, unfortunately, you don't try to seek validation through the Grammys, but the reality of it is, it's like, okay, the Grammys are what it's about as far as getting that mainstream. Now, again, he's taking it in the stride because, you know, who TF, who the blank is Robert Glasper. That was basically Chris Brown's, I guess, introduction. And, you know, once he got beat, Robert Glasper is making T-shirts that says who TF is Robert Glasper. So he's kind of capitalizing on it. So God bless Robert Glasper. Hopefully, you never know, might get him on Solar Records Radio. You never know. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with me. It's been a few weeks, but I am back for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, 90s, beyond, because, like I said, Black Radio was from 2012, but I did have to hook that up and give a shout-out to Robert Glasper and the Robert Glasper Experiment for that wonderful album and this wonderful music. And again, congratulations on the Grammy. We got music on the way. We got some After 7 on the way. I got some Bernard Wright on the way. And who knows, I might hook up some Blue Magic or some Enchantment, some classic 70s souls for you. So a 70s soul. I said 70s souls. No, 70s soul for you. Let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I am a big fan of these brothers, and it's only fair to start off with a classic from the group After 7. You guys remember this song. It's called Can't Stop. And I won't stop because for the next 2 hours, it's all about you. You guys listening to Soul Out Records Radio. Keep it locked right here. First time.
Have you ever been in love with somebody? No matter how bad they treat you, still came back for more. Don't somebody know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm here to testify to see about how love would do you if you let it. Know somebody can relate to me when I tell you it's alright.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, Throwback Thursday night on Fleming Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, that was music from Mr. Dave Hollister, formerly of the group Blackstreet, formerly of the group, what was the song? It was a song called, it was an early 90, 91. I'll remember in a second. It was on the New Jack City soundtrack, and he was part of this group, and the name of the song was called Spirit. And he was in that group. If I'm gonna find that, the name of that group. I'm doing it right now. Force One Network. Yes. Does anybody care? The name of the song was called "Does Anybody Care?" Spirit. And of course, it was from the. It was from the Boys in the Hood soundtrack. I did say this. I apologize. I said the New Jack City soundtrack. I meant. Boys in the Hood, both from 91. So, but yeah, he was in that group. And, of course, he went on and did his thing with Blackstreet. And then, of course, now he's doing his solo career. Of course, from 1997, that was It's All Right. Of course, before that, you know, one of the beauties of doing this, you know, you play anything you want. Before that, I had to hook up Little Miss Genovia Jeter. It's an underground classic produced by Melissa Morgan. Of course, Genovia Jeter is the wife of Glenn Jones. Of course, that's the name of the song. It's called All of My Love from 1986. And, of course, started the block a little after 7, 1990 classic. I don't want to say 2000. I'm 10 years way ahead of that one. But actually, that was music from After 7, Can't Stop. We got about, another hour and 36 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. For those who are catching me live, catch me live every Thursday, or try to catch me live. Every now and then I throw in a archive show, but I am back. Catch me live every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And also, if you're not on, if you can't catch me live, you can check out the playback on Solar Records Radio on Facebook. And tell a friend. They can like the page on Facebook, Solar Records Radio. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. We are closing in on 2,000 followers on the page. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all of your input. Thank you so much for tuning in to all the shows, whether it is, you know, indie jazz, indie blues and all that jazz, whether it's, you know, my man T. Meyer doing what he does. Giving the word, and of course, Wardell doing his thing on Sunday with Sunday worship. And of course, Solar Wants to Dance every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you tune in that. Oh, want to remind you, tomorrow, kicking off the weekend, kicking off of Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar. So, sounds of Los Angeles Records, I'm going to say Solar again. But hell, I can say it anytime I want. You know, it works. Anyway, celebrating the legacy of Solar, the music, the legacy, I mean, just the stories. So tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you check it out and support the show by that way. And also, if you want to donate to the show, you can go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to donate. Also, we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. All one big word on the Cash App. And again, thank you so much for contributing, for us to do what we do, to keep doing what we're doing, you know. So I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. And to commemorate the fact I'm keeping it real, I'm going to go ahead and start off this block a little, one of the funkiest instruments, one of the greatest instrumentals of all time. Take you back all the way to 1974. This is music from Kool & the Gang. The name of the song is called Summer Madness. Guys, keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Solar Records Radio, of course, that was music from, classic music from The Spinners. Of course, rest in peace to Tom Bell. Of course, Tom Bell was like one of the, of course, producer of the song, but one of the, to me, one of those cornerstones. You had Gamelin Huff in Philadelphia, you had Bunny Sigler, you had, and you had Tom Bell, and a couple, you know, a couple others that I, you know, but Tom Bell was just an amazing artist. Of course, rest in peace to him. Again, we lost him about a month ago. Definitely music and his legacy will live on. Of course, from Spinners, 1972, I'll Be Around. Before that, from 1982, music from the group Change, The Very Best in You. I love that very positive song, When I'm Feeling Down. That was another song I had mentioned. If you guys were tuned into the earlier show, there's a song called Take Time by Chris Walker. Chris Walker is going to be on the show next Wednesday, so make sure you guys tune in 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to check it out. He has a song called Take Time back around the summer of 91. That was just a very beautiful, positive song, and we're definitely going to get a chance to talk to him and hang out with him and just chop it up with that brother. I mean, give him my all of you. Just a wonderful voice, and again, just that good, feel-good music. Of course, The Very Best in You, going back to Change and what I just played. It's another one of those songs that makes you just put you in a better better peace of mind, you know. And, of course, started off the block from 1974, Coolin' the Gang, Summer Madness. Got about a minute 18. No, we have an hour and 18 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us, guests. I do this every Thursday, 8 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern, Throwback Thursday night. Yours truly, Don Fleming. Of course, Wardell is hanging out. He is on the road, actually made to his destination. He's right outside of Houston hanging out with his wife and friends. So make sure, give a shout-out to Wardell on the page if you can. Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell him you should be on the show with me. No, I'm joking. Let's go ahead and keep this show going, man. Big fan of Sugar Hill Records. Of course, being a hip-hop cat, you know, a kid growing up in the hip-hop generation, you heard, you know, Sugar Hill Gang. These were one of the first female artists on Sugar Hill Records from 1979. This is music from The Sequence. And the song is called Funk You Up. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I keep going. eyes with some devilish eyes with a curvy hip to make an angel rise. Everybody calls me never wrong, cause I'm a big style freak with the funky song. Do you hear me talking? Do you hear me singing on the microphone? I want you to sing along.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
I got two great partners standing by me. That's Karen G to James to the beat. One is Bondi, and she's right on time. She calls herself Miss Superfly. I said Cheryl the Pearl is the one with the eye. She's guaranteed to hypnotize. Said Angie B, hey, that's me. I rock so dangerously.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
At 5:45, you got in a fix and you called on Angie B. And you look surprised as I arrive to see me dressed to a T.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
Thank you.
music from Enchantment, of course, from 1977, a beautiful song called It's You That I Need. I love that. It's a little bit of Detroit there, if I'm not mistaken. There's some, I think of Enchantment, they're from Detroit. So it's just one of those songs, man, just resonates from 1978. That is It's You That I Need. Of course, before that, from 1980, Bridge Through Time, of course, from Lonnie Liston Smith. I love that. Another funky instrumental. You know, we talked about Summer Madness. And, you know, I'm just going to do a flat-out compilation. People say, well, I might burn a CD, but you can't really, you know, no one's really using CDs, so I don't know. I still have, like, probably 15 blank CDs left that I can burn, even though it is 2023. So I don't know. I'm just going to make a CD of nothing but funky instrumentals, man. Whether it's, I think, Breezin' by George Benson, or Bridge Through Time, of course, Lonnie Liston Smith. And then, let's see, of course, Summer Madness. What else off the top of my head? Rainforest. If you guys remember, there's a cat by the name of Paul Hardcastle had a funky instrumental called Rainforest. It's one of my favorites that I like. Oh, God, man. I'm just going to have to write this stuff down because I'm getting older and my memory isn't what it used to be. But anyway, before that, Bridge Through Time, Lonnie Liston Smith, we started off the block with the Sequence. We're going to funk you up. First Ladies of Sugar Hill Records. Of course, you guys remember, if you guys are a R&B fan, Angie Stone, of course, was Angie B. That's how she got her start in the business as a member of the group, The Sequence. Funk you up. Still got plenty of time, man. You know what? And you know what? If you're listening now, I'm going to open up the phone line, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. You want to call and hang out with a brother, talk about the music, reminisce. You know, you can do that too. You can do that too. So, but anyway, keeping the music going. Give you a little sensitivity. This is Ralph Tresvant. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
gentleman. If anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sense of fear.
You need a man.
I got what you need.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that is classic Jones Girls. Of course, Who Can I Run To from 1979. Before that, from 1985, Silver Shadow by Atlantic Star. Of course, right around that time, of course, Sharon Bryant left. Enter Barbara Weathers. Of course, Barbara Weathers became a member of course, the lead, along with one of the Lewis brothers, whether it was Wayne or I think David. Of course, that is Silver Shadow, and of course, featuring the lovely Miss Barbara Weathers from Atlantic Star. Of course, started off the block, Sensitivity, Mr. Ralph Tresvant. And I got to say this, as a New Edition fan, as a person who grew up listening to New Edition, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, you can go on the page right now, Solar Records Radio on Facebook. I can't imagine a group that ever broke off and did their solo acts. And technically, Bell Biv DeVoe was kind of a solo act. Yeah, a trio, I get it. You know, technically, it's about semantics, I get it. But it was kind of a solo act. But break off every artist from New Edition, to me, it felt like the first time that each artist went on and blew up the way they did. Ralph Tresvant left. Well, actually, Bobby Brown left, or, you know, they say kicked out of the group. You know how you guys saw the New Edition movie. But anyway, Bobby Brown goes off, does King of Stage, does okay. You know, he's getting ready to go back to Boston, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Don't Be Cruel comes out, 12 million records sold. Okay. Johnny Gill. Actually, a lot of people forget the My, My, My album was his, if I'm not mistaken, his third album. He came out in 1983. They didn't really know how to market him because he's 16, 17 years old with this grown man voice, but he still looks like he's 14, 13 or 14 years old, so they didn't know how to market him. So his stuff was on the shelf, at least the first two songs. He did first two albums, and then, of course, he hooked up with, Stacey Ladislaw. Got a little buzz there, perfect combination. You know, where do we go from here? Just a lot of great music that duet really did. And then, of course, he went on and did a solo in 85 with Half Crazy. Half Crazy did its thing. But the third album, of course, with My, 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 that album, if I'm not mistaken, went double platinum. Ralph left. Of course, Ralph was the lead singer. They were worried about Ralph was just going to go away and not come back. But he was always said, look, I'm always going to be a part of any. But he left, did his solo thing. He just wanted to do his thing on his own. Sensitivity, that whole album, A Stone Cold Gentleman. If I'm not mistaken, that went double platinum. Which only leaves Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and Ronnie DeVoe, of course, Bell, Biv DeVoe. Right off the bat, Poison album, 4 million records sold. Just a lot of folks, you know, kind of felt, and this is the, you know, that they were, I guess, the weak link because, you know, you had all of these singers and this and this. And Ricky Bell could sing. I never understood that argument. But, and then, of course, Michael Bivins became this entrepreneur and Ronnie DeVoe got into real estate later on. But no, Bell, Biv DeVoe was just an amazing group. Of course, Poison, When Will I See You Smile Again? God, what else? I Do Need You, Do Me. And, of course, the album, the Hootie Mac album, didn't do as well as the first one, but did okay nonetheless, you know, Above the Rim and Something in Your Eyes, produced by, of course, L.A. and Babyface. But going back to what I was saying earlier, New Edition, to me, is the only group that, like, broke off, did their thing solo, but always come back together. Whatever their issue is, they always know that home base. That nucleus is New Edition. And again, branching off and being as success as they are. Because I, you know, I was blessed to see New Edition in concert probably 4 or 5 times. Bell, Biv DeVoe a couple of times. I think I, you know, Bobby Brown, Ralph Tresvant, and Johnny Gill was in the Heads of State. And they kind of did their trio thing for a while. And as a matter of fact, they came and performed at the River Market. I was late for work that day because I went to see them perform. But anyway, the only group, correct me if I'm wrong, the only group that can branch off, and those branched off, the branched off groups or whatever, the solo artists, became successful and blew up. It wasn't that someone just went on and, you know, didn't do well or yada, 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 but they had to come back, you know, to sort of make more money or be relevant or anything. No, they did their solo projects and blew up and then was able to come back as New Edition is strong. And one good thing about New Edition, because you hear the stories that they've got as kids, you know, they were kind of screwed by the industry, you know, the $1.87 check, you always hear that, you know, after the world tour. But their performances, their tours are always strong, you know. Even, you know, going back to the tour they did, you know, once the Heartbreak album came out, you know, Al Haymon was behind that, you know. A lot of people don't know Al Haymon was a big-time boxing promoter, but he was doing a lot of promotions on the side like the Budweiser Superfest and things like that, if you guys remember that. But, again, Al Haymon was a beast when it came to those promo tours. And New Edition was able to just explode the way they did. And, man, shout-out to them. Shout-out to their tour going on right now. Hopefully I'll be in the city near, whether it's Memphis, Nashville, Dallas, Houston, whatever. I'm going to be somewhere watching New Edition perform. If I have to go back to Boston, you know, I want to see them perform, hopefully, you know, before, you know, God gives me, you know, my last breath, you know, and everything. So, but anyway, we got about another 38 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Of course, let's go ahead and keep this music going. I was so in love with this young lady when she first came out. Actually, I noticed her from the background. Of course, no, she was, of course, one of the backup singers to Luther Vandross. If you guys remember the song Stop the Love, she was in that video. Of course, the video was just weird anyway, but it is what it is. But anyway, the song I want to play all the way from 1991. You guys hear it in the background. Of course, her album, So Intense. This was just her signature song. You can hear her blow on this. This is the lovely Lisa Fisher, a beautiful song called How Can I Ease the Pain. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
fucking lovely. No one above it. Ooh, girl, you really got it going on. I wanna thank you, I wanna thank you. You're the reason why I sang this song. A rose is red, a violet's blue. Who cares as long as I'm with you? So God, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, girl. Let's run away.
Your sweetest honey, and just the sun is every night and warm afternoon. Oh, your smiling face, your loving grace could light up any room. Now I won't pinch, but I need a pinch to make sure I'm not dreaming. Cause loving like this doesn't come every day.
Alone and there, and dark in my pathway. Ooh, I never wanna call my heart.
Music from George Benson from the Give Me the Night album. Of course, that is Love Times Love. Before that, 1992 classic Low Key, I Got a Thing for You. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss Lisa Fisher from her So Intense album, 1991, the Summer of 91 Jam. Of course, that is How Can I Ease the Pain. Summer of 91. This is, you know, just tell a quick story. I spent the summer of 91 in Chicago, and, you know, I have family on.
Two hearts are always better. True romance. never thought that love could touch me, move me this way. Don't you ever leave me, baby. Promise you'll stay.
I'm so glad I got you, girl. Shine my world. Nobody changed this love that we found.
Two hearts are always together, together, forever. Two hearts are always together, true romance will share.
Sylvester, of course, that is I Need You from 1979. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Teddy Pendergrass and Stephanie Mills from 1981. The name of the song is called Two Hearts. Now, I was going into a story, and the call dropped. Actually, we had a little audio difficulties, and I just went into some music because I didn't want to feel that I left you guys hanging. But I was saying, you know, we were talking about Lisa Fisher, the summer of 91, and I was mentioning the summer of 91 at the time. I was in Chicago. I spent the whole summer in Chicago with my family, and I got cousins on the south side, and I stayed with my aunt on the north side. And what a beautiful city, despite what you hear. You know, and the things that goes on in Chicago, I mean, it's every city, every American city, I get that. But just the beauty of this town that I love. And that summer, I was exposed to a lot of great music. You know, my aunt was a music lover, or my aunts, the one on the north and the south side. And my cousins were music enthusiasts, big hip-hop cats, you know. And I remember hearing Lisa Fisher's How Can I Ease the Pain, and hearing Tony Terry's With You. Of course, became like a wedding anthem of that year, if you guys remember. I remember Pebbles Always, just a great ensemble of just music that whole summer. And it just brings back memories. Again, when you listen to music like this, it takes you to a place. It takes you to a place, and I'm able to kind of just pinpoint. And that's about pretty much it should be done in every genre of music. I can think about Jolene, you know, from Dolly Parton, and know that, hey, I was listening to this song in my dad's or my granddad's station wagon. Because he liked country music. God bless him. God rest his soul. You know, we used to watch Hee Haw I at the time, I wasn't really just a fan of the music. I loved the comedy. So that's why one of the reasons I watched T-Hawk. But again, you know, watching Solid Gold, growing up in the 80s, all of these things, Soul Train. We didn't get BET till around 87. So that blew my mind because a lot of artists that I listened to on the radio, I never visually got to see the music videos until BET. And you know, you saw a couple of night tracks, but they were very limited, you know, because you had a lot of, you know, rock music and, you know, and again, I love Culture Club. I love, you know, I love The Police. I love, you know, the Sting group, The Police. and Good Police Police, but that's another story down the road. I mean, I was into a lot, Pat Benatar. I was into John Cougar Mellencamp. So I was exposed to a lot of great music in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s, The Clash, Gary Numan, you know, The Pretenders. But again, as far as, you know, who I am and the music that I grew up listening to, the soul music that I listened to with my parents and my grandparents, it resonated to who I am. Of course, this is Black History Month. And, you know, I feel like our history is every month. Now, of course, you go through the semantics of celebrating this month and understanding who you are, but I know I've been knowing who I am 365 days a year, and every show is a Black History Month show for me. But to pinpoint the significance of this month, I just wanted to go ahead and just let you know that, yes, I feel like I have a diverse background when it comes to music, but it always goes back to my gospel and soul roots. And that's what I try to portray, I try to bring out to the masses on this show. And I thank Wardell for giving me that platform. But anyway, we got about another 5 minutes left of the show. Again, it's going to wrap it up for me. But tune in tomorrow, of course, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. Of course, it's a Solar Weekend, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., of course, again. We are celebrating the music, celebrating the artists, celebrating the music again. And, of course, we might get a funny story out of Wardell, so you never know. So, but anyway, rest in peace to Burt Bacharach. We had, we lost a legend. He was 94 years old. And one of the songs that really stuck with me by Burt Bacharach, of course, he was like this music composer, just out of this world. Again, rest in peace to him. But I'm going to go ahead and close off a remake to one of his signature songs. Of course, this is music from the lovely Sybil. Of course, this is her version of Walk On By. Of course, Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar. Until then, you guys have a great Thursday evening. I am out. Bye, y'all. Have a good one.